My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast of St. Mark to all of you. We know that of all the creatures on earth that are roaming around, the most ferocious of them all would be the lion. And so in St. Peter's letter, St. Mark is writing, as we know, and he says that the devil is like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. So hold steadfast in your faith. Resist him, this most ferocious of beasts. And we know that our Lord, when he wins a victory over the devil, has all power and all strength. And so in this world, the evil one looks like the lion, but we know that in the life to come, and in the fullness of his glory, that Jesus too is depicted as a lion. He's depicted as the Lion of Judah, ready to take over all. And St. Mark, as you may know, is depicted as this lion. If you ever see an image of St. Mark, he's depicted as a lion. He shows the strength of Christ in his gospel, that Jesus is all-powerful. He has conquered all things. And he sends out his apostles to preach and making them strong. He said he sends them out with accompanying signs, giving them power to drive out demons, speak new languages, pick up serpents with their hands, drink any deadly thing and will not harm them. And so the strength of Christ enters into us, and St. Mark wants to reveal that to us about Christ. He gives us that fortitude, that ability to remain firm even in the midst of the greatest difficulties. This is what the gospel gives us the power to do, to proclaim Christ. He is the one who is to be feared above all, even though in this world we think it is the lion. And so we pray to our Lord for the grace to have the strength to proclaim his gospel at all times, so that we may know him in the accompanying signs that he promises to us. And our Lord gives us himself in the Eucharist today to make us strong in him. Let us prepare our hearts on this feast of St. Mark to be strengthened to proclaim the gospel along with St. Mark as we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist.